This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Two people die and 21 others missing in Barwabisay flooding. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast risk of flood and landslide from today to July 12. And humanitarian group Oxfam warns as many as 122 million people could go hungry this year due to COVID-19 pandemic. Now the news in detail. The heavy rainfall and flooding occurred since last night has claimed two lives at Jambu in Barwabisay municipality in Sindhupalchik district. Officials say 21 individuals are missing in the landslide. According to Mayor Nimphunju Sherpa, Barwabisay municipality, flooding in Khagdal and Adikhola rivers swept away bridges and roads, causing difficulties for human mobility. Police have informed that the deceased have been identified as Nikesh Basnet and his three-year-old daughter from Barwabisay municipality. Likewise, the swollen Bhotekosi river has damaged different places along the Barwabisay Tatopani road section of Arwaniko Highway. The incessant rainfall has caused huge damage in different areas in Tatopani in the district. It is reported that the flood swept away 15 houses. Chief District Officer Umesh Kumar Dhakal said that the security team have reached the site for rescue effort. Nepali Congress President Sirbadu Deva has urged the government to mobilize a rescue team in Barwabisay of Sindhupalchik district. Meantime, a team led by House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has returned to Kathmandu due to bad weather. According to the Speaker's press advisor Sridhar Nupane, the team was traveling to Sindhupalchik to take notice of the damage caused by the floods in the district. The team traveling on the Nepal Army helicopter returned from Dulik Hill before reaching Barwabisay due to adverse weather condition. Meanwhile, the incessant rainfall happening since yesterday in Lamjung has disrupted the traffic along the Besisar Chame road section from early morning today. The officials said that landslips have taken place at several points in Besisar Municipality 7 and Morsangdi Rural Municipality along the road section. A sub-engineer at Road Division Office Suman Adhikari informed that the road has been damaged by mudslides at Karkari Cliff and the road along the boat side in Pua Khola River is also disrupted by the landslip. Two new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Baki district today. According to the corona focal person Naresh Shrestha, of the infected, one is from Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality and Kohol Municipality were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. With this, total number of corona infected persons in Baki district has reached 372. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology of Nepal has predicted that heaviest rainfall of this monsoon to occur in the next 4 days in 4 of the 7 states in the country. According to senior meteorologist Dr. Archana Shrestha, the heaviest rainfall is predicted from today to July 12 in State 1, State 2, Bagmati State and Gandaki State. Shrestha said that there has been incessant rainfall since monsoon became active and the weather and the water level in the rivers and ponds have risen alarmingly. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has called for caution since there was a chance of flood and inundation in the Tarai areas. The government has put in place an early warning system which timely alerts people about the possibility of natural disasters like flood, inundation, lightning, hailstorm and landslide among others and alerts them for timely preparedness. Meteorologists have predicted average rainfall in this monsoon. Although average monsoon is forecasted, there stands a chance for rainfall deficiency or excessive rainfall at any given time. According to the department, floods have been predicted in rivers such as Kankai, Kosi, Kamala, Bagmati and Narari rivers and their tributaries. There is risk of inundation in the places in low altitude in the districts such as Japa, Morang, Sunsavi, Saptavi, Dhanusa, Motavi, Siraha, Sarlahi, Barwa, Pursa, Rothard and Chitwan among other districts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. Humanitarian group Oxfam had said that as many as 122 million people could go hungry this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. It also warned that up to 12,000 people could die each day from hunger linked to the social and economic impact of the disease. The charity says a number of factors will cause an increase in hunger, including mass unemployment, food producers dealing with lockdowns and difficulties disturbing aid. Their reports identifies 10 hunger hotspots: Yemen, Democratic Republic Congo, Afghanistan, Venezuela, West African Sahel, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Sudan, Syria and Haiti. 5 million people in Melbourne in Australia are barred from leaving their homes for the next 6 weeks, except for essential reasons. Police say they are setting up a ring of steel around the city with checkpoints anytime and anywhere. Victoria on Thursday reported 165 new infections have been detected in the last 24 hours, an increase on the previous day's 134 cases. Other states and territories have recorded few or zero cases in recent weeks and are continuing to reopen their economies, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison told residents not to become complacent. The United States on Wednesday passed the 3 million mark in confirmed cases of coronavirus, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, as the pandemic surges throughout much of the country, presenting challenges in testing. 4 months into the U.S. coronavirus outbreak, Americans confronted with an alarming resurgence of the scourge are facing long lines at testing sites and going a week or more without receiving a diagnosis. Some sites are running out of kits even as testing is ramped up. Labs are reporting shortages of materials and do not have enough workers to process the test, leading to severe backups that could worsen as economies reopen and new infections emerge. Over 131,000 deaths have been reported in the U.S. and on Tuesday, the U.S. broke its record for most new cases reported in one day with over 60,000 cases. The Chinese government has announced that it is seeking international cooperation to conduct research projects on drug, vaccine, test kits and even traditional Chinese medicine to fight the coronavirus. In a statement issued today, the Ministry of Science and Technology of China said the aim of the program is to test and develop new technologies to quickly detect and cure the disease. The statement says the research on a vaccine that has completed the first two phases of clinical trials will get priority support. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two people die and 21 others missing in Barwa-Bissau flooding. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts risk of flood and landslide from today to July 12. And humanitarian group Oxfam warns as many as 122 million people could go hungry this year due to COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.